I'm so glad that you've joined us for the program, and I pray that the Word of God is bringing you faith moment by moment. That's exactly what we need in this hour. With all the environment and the culture and the conditions that we're living in, there's one thing that is absolute and true, and that's Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to stay tuned to this program frequently to receive the Word of God and to check our social media at paceassembly.org and all of our social media platforms. You'll find out updates for services, events that are taking place into the future, and a place that you can be able to call home as well. We say Pace is the place, and we believe it's a place of security, protection, and a place where I can find an encounter with God every week. So come and worship with us real soon. Why don't you share this program with your family and friends and be an encouragement to their faith as well? Because I truly believe that Jesus Christ is coming soon.
The Holy Spirit changed the atmosphere, the ability of human men and women from natural to supernatural. And when they were all filled, they became fearless. I said, when they were filled, they became fearless. If you're still afraid, you don't have enough of the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. I'm going to try that on again. I said, if you're still walking around afraid, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't either, but I will not fear. I'm putting a fear not out there on social media every day to help you to get a hold of the Word of God so you can fear not. Because in the hour we're in, we need some. Come on now. I'm thinking about these 13 young men who were standing on the line who had no idea what was going to happen. And to this day, our military men and women will go fight into perilous situations that they have no idea what's going to be attacking them. But because of the prayers of the saints surrounding them, God puts his hand upon them, keeps them, and helps them to be fearless. Ladies and gentlemen, let not the church become full of fear. Let the church become full of faith. I'm fearless in the challenge that we're in right now. Here's a couple of things you need to know, because this is the kind of church the Lord's coming back for. This is the one he's building. He says in Acts chapter 4, verse number 33, he said, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. There's two things right there. You want a great church? It's not going to be because we have great coffee, great seating, great LED screen. I'm telling you, all that you're seeing right now is going to stay here. Come on, y'all. Well, what did that early church have? They had great power, and they testified of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. When Jesus got up from the dead, that was the infusion for them to know. Jesus said to them, I died, but I'm alive forevermore. And if I was buried and rose again, then you too will rise again. And with great power, they preached about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. They gave witness, so much so that they died for the faith. Before they died, their testimonies were clear. Peter and John walking in Acts chapter number 3, into the gate, beautiful, there's a gate. Peter and John walk in there and they find the same lame man's been sitting there for years, and the church has been having church, and the lame man's sitting right outside of the church. This day was different. They were full of the Holy Ghost, bold, and didn't care what anybody thought. Come on, somebody. All of a sudden, the Bible said they stopped, looked at one another, and said, what do you say we try on this Holy Ghost on this guy? They turned around, looked at him in the face. He said, alms, alms, alms. Can you help me a stimulus package? Can you help me out right here? Can you send me a check? Can you do some? Can you put some nickels in my bucket? He said, we don't have any silver or gold, but what we do have, we're going to give it to you. I got some power right here. And they laid hands on the man, took him up, and he began to walk and leap and praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my great desire. I don't know how many I've got in here this morning or watching online, but it is my great desire that you too will lay hands upon the sick, and all of a sudden they come leaping up out of wheelchair to the glory of God. I want to know, is there anybody bold enough, full of the Spirit enough to go ahead and do what? With great power, and what happened? That old gate that had that guy held down didn't prevail that day. Preach, Pastor, I think I will. Acts chapter number 4, they arrested Peter and John for that miracle. They arrested. arrested them and put them in jail for opening the doors of the church during the middle of a pandemic. They arrested and beat the preachers and put them in handcuffs in Canada and put them in there until they were able to make bond. They arrested church members up in Portland and in Washington and all around the world. They're beating the church members in Australia and other locations for even coming out to go to church. But Peter and John said, we cannot but speak of what we have seen and heard. And they said, don't you ever speak the name of Jesus again. They said, I got news for you. There ain't but one name that's going to get this guy off of the beautiful gate. They said, we're going to go ahead and do it. They beat Peter and John and they walked out and washed off their sores. And the Bible said they kept on preaching Jesus for the glory of God. Hey, look at me now. Don't look at your Netflix. I just want to ask you a question. Have you got that kind of spirit that even after they beat you, you can get up and go ahead and talk about Jesus? Somebody is in America. Somebody is around the world. Great power. And the gates of that power and authority did not prevail against an early church with Peter and John. Great grace fell upon them. Anybody need some great grace? Come on, after you did what you did last night, anybody need some great grace here this morning? Bible says where sin does abound, grace does much more abound. Somebody ought to shout, thank God for grace. Somebody ought to shout, thank God for grace. It was grace that rescued my soul. It was grace that let me come in the door when I didn't deserve it. It's grace that he said when I bowed down and said, Lord, forgive me a sinner. He put grace on me. The Bible said that great grace fell upon them and souls came to Christ. They weren't concerned about their faults. It hit me coming out of my house today. Sometimes people want to shame you, but I came to tell you Jesus took all the shame upon himself on the cross of Calvary. You don't have to bear the shame. Well, Pastor, you don't know what I did. Hey, you don't know what I did. And you know what's better than that? You don't even know who is doing it sitting beside you right now. Looking all holy, but I came to tell you there's grace for every last one of us, and the Lord's not going to ask us for our vaccination card to give us grace. He said, you can have it, come on, whosoever will, let him come. Oh, I feel like preaching, even though your faces say stop. You know what happened? The gates of hell did not prevail against the power of the grace of God. Here's the third thing. I'm almost done. Great fear, the Bible says in Acts 5:5. You know what great fear fell? When somebody tried to rob God of the money and the tithe and offering. Ooh, you go ahead and keep your $2 tithe. You better be careful. Because this didn't happen in the Old Testament. This happened in the New Testament. Husband and wife got together and said, we ripped off the IRS. Now let's see if we can... Well, you know, they don't need that much money down there at that church anyway. That ain't up to you. Come on, smile at your neighbor right now. Some of y'all are all mad because I'm talking about money. Money is at the core of every evil. Money is behind every evil. Consider it sometime this afternoon. Consider how many people are incarcerated in prison because of money. The drug deal went bad. Whatever. The Bible says that Ananias and Sapphira got together and said, we know we sold this property for $50,000, but you really think we're to give $5,000 to the church in tithe? I mean, that's an awful lot of money. You know, we could get our kids and grandkids something. We could put them through college. So they can, oh, he got quiet up in this holy house here. That's the reason why great fear fell upon the whole church, just like some of y'all. I'm not talking about shaking fear. I'm talking about reverent fear of God. You better understand God's holy and he requires holiness out of us. I wish I could preach this thing like I wanted to. I said he requires holiness out of us. He requires us to reverence him. While the world is cursing his name and saying God ain't got nothing to do with this, Mr. Cuomo is dealing with great fear and reverence today because God said I don't have nothing to do with you and you're out of the governor. Come on somebody. You better not back up on God because God said I will have a people and I will be declared God from every tongue and every tribe. Ananias and Sapphira came in. Obviously, he sent his wife to start in to bring the offering in there. She dropped a little something, something in there. And Peter looked at her and said, listen, is that what you sold that property for? Because everybody was in need at that moment, and they were bringing all they had to the church and distributing through the church. And all of a sudden that was taking place. Peter looked at her and said, is that exactly what the tithe is? And she said, well, yes, sir. And all of a sudden, there in the Holy Ghost, dropped dead right there inside of the church with the congregation watching. He called for the elders of the church to not pray for her, but to drag her right on out and buried her. You keep playing with God's money and he'll get his money. You didn't hear what I said. It ain't about your money, it's about your heart. If your heart's not right, come on, if your heart's right, you'll give everything you got. But if your heart's not right, you can't squeeze George Washington's head enough. Come on, somebody. They went out and took it. The Bible said, you should read this story. It's an interesting story about killing in a New Testament church. Holy Ghost killed him. Peter didn't kill him, the Holy Ghost took him out, said the spirit is gone from you, right on out the door. Drug her out, buried her, and in the door comes Ananias. Whoo, this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm so glad to be in church today. How you doing, brother? How you doing? Oh, it's so good. I'm here to do my usher job. I'm here. They didn't know that they had a thief on the usher board. Walk right up, starts to put, here's my offering, Pastor Peter. Peter said, is that what's supposed to be done? He said, yeah, but has anybody seen my wife today? She came to church before I did. Well, you don't like it because I preach truth. And all of a sudden, Peter said, hey, did you do this? Oh, yeah, this is my offering, Pastor Peter. Well, you're a liar. Holy Ghost said, you lied to the Holy Ghost. And I'm going to just tell you something. You can do a lot of stuff. And I say this to everybody in government. You can lie to everybody around here, but you lie to God and you lie to the Holy Ghost, and God's going to come and scorch your britches. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. When I knew exactly what Daddy said when he said, you go in that room right in there and I'll be in there in a few moments. He wasn't come to play checkers. I was fixing to be lit up, toe up from the floor up right there. You know why? Because he didn't want a rebel on his hands when I got old enough to grab a hold of a microphone and be a rebel preaching to you, not tell you what the truth is. The truth is the man lied and the Spirit of God took his breath from him. He dropped dead right there. And your Bible said great fear fell upon the whole congregation. How many of you know we had a few killing? We probably have a larger congregation. I'm not sure. Bible said great fear came upon the church and upon many as heard these things. Bible tells us in Acts 6 and 7. Y'all still with me? I'm almost done. Great company of people were multiplied to the church in Acts 6 and 7. And the word of God increased and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. And a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. I'm just going to tell you, when the preachers get right with God, revival is on the way. Come on, I'm asking myself the question, where are all these guys on television? Where are all these preachers that have had thousands and tens of thousands in their crowd and they're still shut up inside of their own house wondering what's going on? Give me somebody like John the Baptist who's got some locusts and foam coming out of the side of his mouth and he's preaching the word of God and I'll show you a revival. I almost played today for those of you would know it, because he sat on this platform with an open sore in his belly and sat in a chair and preached. But Charles Greenaway, I listened to him last night, just a little bit, him preaching a little bit on there. And he said, I can tell you, amazingly enough, this message was in the 80s. And he said, I built Bible schools and churches in Burma and to the gypsies and all around, preached in every state in the union, every country in this world. And he said, this is what he said, boy, and it rocked me. He said, you know what I'm concerned about? He said, I'm concerned about the church in Syria, Iran, and Afghanistan.
I hope you've enjoyed today's program and that it's bringing faith into your heart and others of your family and friends. I want to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, may the presence of God and your peace surround their life. With all that is taking place in our world, you're the God of peace. You're the God of understanding. You're the God of hope. So I pray that you would touch my friend today and bring them that hope, that peace, and that strength today. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm so glad that you've joined us. I want you to check back on our social media on a regular basis. We're live streaming the 10 a.m. service so you can be a part of it around the world. So check us out on all the social media sites, as well as our website at paceassembly.org and our Pace Assembly app. And until the next time we get together around God's Word, remember Jesus Christ is coming soon.